Yes, indeed it is, and a very happy Thursday to you. Thank you so much for being here with us on The Lowdown. That is Ken Rudolph. That is Jason Ross. I am Damian Barling, and Amy Trask is going to join us at the top of the 2 o'clock hour. We had a specific idea in mind to talk to Amy about, and actually to talk to a number of other people about. Unfortunately, all of our football guests woke up with a whole other story on their plate.
What happened?
Well, as you heard during some of the teases during the morning show, which you did, Ken.
Yeah.
We got to talk about the Rooney Rule. We do that at 1:30. Whether it works or not, and what the long-term problem is for the Rooney Rule and black coaches in the NFL. That's coming up at 1:30, and the idea was to have Amy on. She was around when Art Shell was there. We called a few other people, and then suddenly they wake up, and, oh, by the way, it's official today. The Chargers are moving to Los Angeles. And they have the absolute worst logo in history, but I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I mean, how many missteps in a short amount of time already for the
Los Angeles Chargers? The L.A. Chargers.
The Carson Chargers? Yeah. I don't know.
And they're playing in a soccer stadium.
Yes.
Yeah.
And just wait for whenever the Raiders play the road game at that stadium.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, usually you joke, oh, there's about 50% Raider fans. It's going to be 97% Raider fans.
There are no Chargers. There's no Charger fans in LA.
And I actually do know some from Southern California, but they loved that they were San Diego. That was their identity. Yeah. Like, they would travel from Orange County to San Diego. That was their team. They didn't like things in L.A. And and Ken, you know from being down, that's definitely a different environment.
Yeah.
Even L.A. to Orange County to San Diego, all three are kind of different entities. I don't see this going well at all.
Well, yeah, because you're like, once they pass you call it the orange curtain.
Yeah.
Once you go from L.A. into Orange County, you pass the orange curtain, the attitude changes. You're like, yeah, that's L.A. up there. We're different. And then once you go even further down to San Diego, it's more of a retirement community. A lot of people there just kind of, you know, they lounge. Mm-hmm. And they consider themselves to be a completely different walk of life as well. It's interesting because when they did the fan poll last year, and you remember, we didn't have – this is before the Rams had officially picked up and left. They said, which team are you excited to see come back? Well, the Chargers, they polled the lowest. That was the team the fans were like, no, we don't want them in L.A. We're okay with the Rams coming back. We're even okay with the Raiders coming back.
Yeah, made a lot of sense.
Yeah, history.
Yeah,
history.
Exactly. But, like, we don't need the Chargers up here. And that's, you know, as I mentioned in the update, 56 years of history there from, I do believe, the time when the Klein family started everything down there. And they belong there. That just doesn't make any sense. And I really can't see Los Angeles supporting a third football team. I mean, it would be a second football team. I'm still thinking about the Raiders maybe going back down there.
The Raiders now, it's Vegas or bust.
I feel like they can't move, right?
We'll get to that. You got to hear Goodell's statement. Goodell's statement is the most, wow.
Did you hear what Robert Kraft said? Did you read that?
Isn't it the same?
Well,
isn't what Robert Kraft and Roger Goodell and isn't it all the same?
Extension. Right. Well, Goodell takes the whole league posturing, but Kraft speaks because owners know, hey, we run the show.
Right.
So they don't have to kind of mince their words. And he was just talking about how the Spanos family was, you know, from an owner's perspective, he's saying, you know, they tried everything they possibly could, and the city refused to work with them. And there's some validity to that. Because, you know, did you hear about the last offer that the city made? The 99-year lease at $1 a year to stay at Qualcomm. And the owners were like, you're not serious. You're trying to make us look bad now. Because that's just a publicity stunt. That's not a real offer. Right. And so when they did that, the owners were like, okay, you're not serious. Mm-hmm. We have to go.
Mm-hmm.
But that's where the trick and the rub in all this is. The owners do have the say. They have the pull. They have it all where you get Kroenke that's going to L.A. and building everything on his own.
Yeah.
On his own because he's got the money to. And the Spanos, wealthy family, but they're trying to get city help and public help. And then they're going to pay a huge fee to relocate that. Yet you go, why can't you use some of those dollars to make it work in San Diego?
Right. You got to pay $550 million relocation fee. Mm-hmm. And you got to pay some stuff. What's that, over 10 years? Something like that. He's going to spread that out. And then he has to pay the $12 million to get out of the lease at Qualcomm. I mean,
that's
just a start.
Who have questions and aren't clear about what all this means. The NFL doesn't give a crap about you. They don't give a crap about me or Ken and his being a fan of the Bucks or Jason being a fan of the Raiders or me being a fan of the Cowboys or whoever you fan. They don't care. This is about rich guys getting richer. That's what this is about. This is about Stan Kroenke taking his 27th most valuable team in the NFL to Los Angeles and becoming the 6th most valuable team in the NFL. And Dean Spanos says, well, look, I have the opportunity to do that. San Diego, we're out of here. If they're 6, gosh, we got to be able to crack the top 10. Plus all of this relocation money that's going out to Robert Kraft, because God knows he needs it. Jerry Jones, all of these rich guys who have to get richer. They don't care about fan bases. It's never – you can pump your money into season tickets. You can pump your money into your Dallas Cowboys sweatshirt or your Indianapolis Colts sweatshirt or your Tampa Bay Buccaneers vanity socks. They don't care. When it all comes down to it, they just don't care. NBA is a little bit better.
Yeah.
I don't think the NBA cares as much. Let me rephrase that. The NBA cares more than the NFL does. But when it comes down to it, the NBA is about the same thing.
Yeah. But in the end, though,
the NFL is far worse.
Is this a good idea? Just on premise, is it a good idea? People in LA don't seem to want the team.
It's not a good idea. Yeah. I don't think it's a good idea. And if I'm Mr. Kroenke, he's forced, right? Didn't the NFL is like, hey, man, I don't remember him offering. Is the NFL making him? Because he's spending $2.6 billion to build this stadium.
Well, I'm sure they're paying to get in. Yeah, they're putting in on it.
Right, but...
Well, the lease.
Yeah.
It's like, what you got on my $2.6 billion?
Well, I mean, they're a tenant.
I have $50
million. Yeah. Well, they're a tenant per year.
Don't
you know,
ruin
they're
it.
They're a tenant.
Keep it clean.
Yeah, keep it clean. Turn the lights off when you leave. Yeah.
Keep your fans under control, the few that might be there.
Right, I'm thinking that he's like, I don't even want you here.
Kroenke's like, they can be here. They play Friday nights.
Yeah, right?
I mean,
and they right? I'm sure there has to be some subpar treatment because you're not going to treat the Chargers the same way you treat your Rams.
Right.
Right?
They will feel inferior.
Exactly.
They will. And I don't see how that'll change.
One of the first text messages here, I love this, 441140. I used to be a season ticket holder for the LA Galaxy. The StubHub is going to be hilarious for the NFL.
How are you going to fit? Well, I guess the Chargers don't have to worry about that. They don't usually get 30,000 fans, so I guess they'll be okay.
That is a low number for the
NFL. Right? For the NFL, 30,000.
And if you have trouble filling that, then when you go to a beautiful new place, I mean, the stadium they're going to go to is going to be great, but are they going to fill that? The Rams will.
I mean, maybe we're looking at it. It's only 8 games. It's only 8 games.
Which is the same logic we use when we talk about Las Vegas.
Exactly.
Can you pull it off? How many people from Oakland will travel to Las Vegas? It's only 8
times. It's only 8 games. You'll,
8 Sundays.
You'll do it just once.
Won't even be in a row.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
exactly.
You can also see the Vegas charm in, okay, you're trying to get the Raiders there, the fans 8 times, but okay, now they're playing Green Bay. Oh, you know what? I'm going to go to Vegas for the one time my team's playing in Vegas. I'll leave Green Bay to go there, or Detroit. I'm going to go there, Tampa Bay. Mm-hmm. I'll make my one trip every 4 years to Vegas to watch my team play in Vegas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think they do that to L.A., to the Chargers.
Right. Yeah, that's going to be.
More from the text line at 441140. Professional sports in America equals corrupt welfare. There's no question about that. Can I read the second paragraph?
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot in Goodell's statement.
Yes.
But the second paragraph is extraordinary, and I want everybody to keep this in mind, particularly Oakland Raider fans. Quote, the Chargers worked tirelessly this past year. We're already shaking our head, by the way. The Chargers worked tirelessly this past year with local officials and community leaders on a ballot initiative that fell short on Election Day. That work and the years of work that preceded it reflects our strongly held belief we always should do everything we can to keep a franchise in its community. That's why we have a deliberate and thoughtful process for making these decisions. Who listening buys that crap? For 1 second, who buys that? You just moved the Rams out of St. Louis. You just moved the Chargers out of San Diego. You're on the verge of moving the Raiders out of Oakland. Our strongly held belief, we always should do everything we can to keep a franchise in its community. Who buys this crap from him?
Yeah, I think it rings a little hollow because the individual, his right-hand man, the Eric Grubman, is the individual who kind of goes around and assesses. He's the guy that does a lot of the groundwork. And a lot of folks are kind of blaming him for not understanding the lay of the land there in San Diego and not doing enough to help kind of get in between and kind of broker something between the city and the Spanos family. But if it happens like you're talking, that's three teams moving. And like, let's just say if they decide the Raiders are gonna, in about 14 months. Mm-hmm. Three NFL franchises relocating in the span of 14 months.
But we have a strong belief to keep the franchise in the community.
Yeah.
Did you miss that part? It's highlighted on my strong belief. That. You didn't buy it?
You know, to be honest
with
you. They
worked tirelessly on a ballot that everybody knew wasn't going
to
pass.
I know. It was like 53 to 40. That was
worse than
the
one that they put out here.
Yeah.
You know, however many years ago.
With the quarter.
Whatever it was. And you can only vote in Sacramento County. Like, you had to be in the. If you lived in Roseville, you couldn't vote.
Right.
Hey, come on.
Now, I agree with what you're saying about the words ringing hollow from the NFL. However, I am not really sure that the city of San Diego really ever stepped up in this situation for the past decade and a half. I don't recall them really stepping in and saying, we're going to do everything we can to keep our team. Did anyone ever hear that?
I think you're absolutely right.
So I on the one hand, you're right about the league and Commissioner Goodell, but with this situation, I'm like, I don't think the city did its part.
I feel like of the three situations, this one is a little bit different than the Oakland situation and then the St. Louis situation.
Yeah, and I'll even go, I agree with what you guys just said about I don't think San Diego did their part, but did the Spanos family do their part? I mean, I think in reality, the NFL is such a powerful business. The Spanos have a ton of money. If they truly lived to those words that Roger Goodell said and really, really, really wanted to be there, there's too much money. They would have made that work.
Well,
they would have made it work.
According to Robert Kraft, he said that they had pledged nine figures. You guys, can you do the counting of the zeros? He said they pledged nine figures of collateral to assist.
The league?
The Spanos family.
Okay.
Nine figures.
To assist.
It's almost all my fingers.
Yeah.
Right? That's a lot of money.
So why is it not done?
But that's what I couldn't understand.
Yeah.
I could not understand. I'm like,
27-6. That's the score that matters.
Yeah.
27, St. Louis Rams. 6, the Los Angeles Rams.
Mm-hmm.
The value increases.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, and
Dean
the league.
Dean Spanos gets richer.
And the league. Remember when this all first started, they had a committee that suggested the best plan was to have the Raiders and the Chargers in Inglewood.
Yes.
That was the committee. The next day, no, Rams are moving with an option of maybe the Chargers or Raiders in the future. So they have a committee that says one thing. They go through another thing. Kroenke has all the money. And then the Chargers end up being in a no-win situation, and we want a second team in L.A., and it's going to be the Chargers.
Can I read this from Robert Kraft? He says, you have people that have been fans of this team for 55 years, and now they will be able to go to a stadium worthy of the support they've given. The team is still within the geography that will allow the fan base to attend games. I personally wish the stadium had been in downtown San Diego, but the powers that be didn't want to cooperate. The Spanos family was willing to commit nine figures of capital and just couldn't get the cooperation. Nine figures. Mm.
Someone's asking on the text line if the nine figures includes the cents and the dollar sign. this is
right?
From Craig. Come on, guys. What are we, communists or something? There's nothing wrong with being rich and taking the opportunity to be richer. You always support players getting theirs. What's the difference? You're right, Craig. My biggest issue, one, when a team moves, it affects a whole lot of people. It affects jobs. It affects fans. And then the phony statements that come afterwards. Oh, we didn't really want to, but we had to. And it's one thing to hear it once, but this is the second time we've heard it. Just acknowledge, San Diego didn't step up. We're out.
Right.
Simple as that. Be honest. I would support an owner, a commissioner, a talking head. Hey, they didn't step up.
Yeah.
We're out. We've been trying to do this for 15 freaking years. It hasn't worked. We're out.
Yeah, and like Craig, the texter, he's right on. Of course they have every right to do that. There's money to be made. That's where a lot of this ends up. But you also have to deal with the ramifications. Like you just said, Damien, you're losing a fan base. I don't know that you're gaining one. That's the issue to
right.
me. And so when the Chargers have, quote, home games specifically every year, they are going to host the Oakland or Las Vegas Raiders, and they will be, I promise you, way more Raider fans there than the home team, an absurd amount more, and that's going to look really bad for the league.
Do you know how long the drive is from San Diego to Carson, California?
100 miles?
111 miles.
That's but in Southern California, that's probably about 6 hours.
Right? That's a 2-hour drive if you don't have any traffic.
Right.
From San Diego to Carson, one way, 2 hours. And then you throw in the Southern California traffic on a weekend where everybody's out going.
Better leave on Saturday night.
Right. That's just, and part of Mr. Kraft's statement was.
Yeah, then the same location, no.
In one sense, it's sad, but in the other, it's nice that it's still close by and true fans will be able to support the Chargers.
Yeah.
And that's the other thing that gets me is, like, I think some guys like Robert Kraft, obviously very smart individuals, same with Roger Goodell and Dean Spanos and Stan Kroenke. They've made their money. They're smart people. I think because they're smart or they make so much money, they think we're stupid.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to buy that?
Really, I wonder if there's another person.
Like, we're
going to
buy that line?
I wonder if there's another person that's doing that right now. I can't. I don't know. That sounds weird and familiar, but I can't put my finger on it.
Jeans, white shoes, matching belt.
No.
I think I might know.
I can't quite wrap my hair around it, but when I do, I'll let you know.
It's not very long.
When I do, I'll let you know.
It'd be hard to wrap around anything. 339-1140. Gary, what's happening?
Hey, how's guys going this afternoon?
Chris, are we hot in there? Gary, are you there? No, Gary?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, hey, man. How are you?
I'm good, man. How are you guys doing this afternoon?
Super. Oh, we're great, man. Thank you. What's going on?
Hey, I have a question. What happens when 5-10 years down the road, San Diego's drawing 10,000 people, L.A.'s turned its back on them? Do they get to go back down there, or do you think it's going to take a new ownership? Because I loved having a team in San Diego. It's a beautiful city. It's just really disappointing to see them leave. But is there contractually – are they stuck there for 10, 15 years, or like has the terms been released or what?
I don't think
specific terms are their length of time there in the new stadium, which is still a couple years off, the $2.6 billion stadium. That hasn't been determined yet, but the term for the, 2 years in Carson has been laid out.
StubHub, baby.
It's sad to see them leave San Diego. I wish they could have worked something out, man.
Gary, we appreciate you, man. Thank you so much for the call. JR, what's happening, buddy?
Konnichiwa, young man.
Yeah, always. Can't just say good morning or good afternoon.
Hey, so not only is it three teams, but it's three California teams affected by California. Throw in the fact that the 49ers moved a couple hours south a couple years ago. California is a mess with our NFL teams.
You don't like the Santa Clara 49ers?
Oh, my God. So it's the same thing, kind of. I mean, yeah, you guys just said it. People don't realize coming up that 405, that's brutal. There's no way. You got to, like, plan it the whole weekend or fly it. It just treat people like crap. I mean, it's funny because the community and the team, people that work for, like, the stadium, they care. You know, J-Ross, I sent you that thing about the young man with the Kings and with the Golden One, and they care. But the owners with their money, they could care less. And they're going to run into a wall. The NFL is going to see something as far as attend, people just whatever. I'll spend the money on a big screen TV and just watch everything at home.
There you go, JR. We appreciate you as always, my man. Thank you so much. Texter on Texter going at it here to Craig. Fans are not forced to subsidize players' salaries, whereas fans are forced to subsidize billionaire owners.
Well, and in the end, too, guys, if this is all about a part of it is about the franchise increase of moving to LA, then let's move the Bills to New York, everybody to LA. I mean, why? It's still San Diego. It's a pretty good market. Oakland could be a good market. Yeah. It's crazy.
Do you think, and this is a pretty loaded question, do you think that the owners, and I know what you think, Damian, do you think the owners don't care at all about the team? They just want the relocation money?
The other owners?
Yep.
Yeah, why would that truly matter to Jerry Jones?
Yeah, why would he care if you leave? It's like, I don't care. I don't care about you and your market stuff.
Just, I'm not leaving. I'll get a few extra dollars.
Yeah.
Maybe he feels like maybe they feel like Los Angeles is a greater market. Maybe they feel like the San Diego Chargers have never gotten support down there, so what does it matter? We're only crying foul now that it's over. But why was it packed with Raider fans last time?
Now that's always
Is that because the Chargers are bad?
No, I think that's always been a rivalry that's strong and has always been Raider fans.
Well, where are they getting the tickets from? They got to get them from somewhere.
That's true.
Yeah. There's only so many game-to-game tickets that are released. It's not 50%.
And I do know because my friend, I said, I've got a couple friends that are San Diego Chargers ticket holders, and what they did about a decade ago, instead of selling single-game tickets to the Raider game, they made you buy like a three-ticket package because the Raider fans were buying them. So it was like, well, we don't mind you coming once, but you're going to have to buy two other of our tickets.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a smart plan on their part. But now, I don't know if that's something they'll do. But if you're even forced to do that, that means you're not supposed to be there.
So that's why I wonder about the owners. Like, Jerry Jones knows the Dallas Cowboys are never leaving Dallas, Texas. So he in his mind, is like, in my lifetime and in my son's lifetime, they're never going to vote for this team to move. So he doesn't have an emotional attachment to the prop, to this situation. Robert Kraft, he almost left. So I would, his team, he stopped the Patriots from leaving New England. So I would think he'd be a bit more sensitive to this when someone has to take their team and leave, because he loved the Patriots so much. He's like, no. Guy was going to take him. He's like, no, yeah. I won't let that happen. I love this team. So it's kind of, I'm wondering, like, do they really care? Or they just want that, what do they get, like 30-some-odd million each when the relocation?
Oh, it's got to be more than that, isn't it? 30 million?
I think it's like 34 million.
Well, amongst the teams, yeah.
Oh, amongst the teams. Yeah, you're right. Sorry.
Each owner gets like 34, 35 million.
30 times 30 is, that's a lot of money that's going out for relocation.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But I mean, I think the Rams clearly have increased their value. I just don't know over time, is this truly increasing the value of the Chargers?
Well, it might. It kind of goes back to another place where it was done. The first place it was done was baseball. Right? So you remember when Artie Moreno bought the Angels, right? He did two things. First thing he did was lower beer prices. He's still a hero in my mind for that. Did that the first day he signed the paperwork, went around the arena and dropped the beer prices. Second thing he did, changed the name. He changed the name to Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. After he won the whole court thing, he revealed that it brought him in $30 million in additional revenue just by changing the name and putting billboards in Los Angeles. That's how big it is. If you just have Los Angeles in your name or just have that visibility, it automatically, like Damon said, the Rams went from 27 to number, what, six?
Six.
Just by moving.
Yeah. And then attach the Dodgers logo to your new logo. And
gosh, that is so
now
awful.
They haven't finished their logo. They're still working on it. Because they've already been sued.
Then you
Not
shouldn't.
Sued, sorry. They've already had a complaint.
Cease and desist.
Yeah, LA Gear. The tinny shoes.
Oh, Karl Malone, right?
Yeah, if you look at the LA.
Was that Karl Malone's? Did it call Karl Malone?
I think so.
Right, it's like the only one ever.
If you look at the LA of the LA Chargers thing, it looks like the LA Gear logo from.
They got that little bolt coming out of the end of the A.
It's totally different.
Totally different.
And the
totally
blue and white's different. Not the Dodgers at all.
Mm-hmm.
You posed the question, will this increase their value? If so, how?
Like long term.
Yeah, right, right. I have a response to that. We'll continue this conversation. I'll have a response to that question. Also, Tom Brady. Tom Brady is the coolest cat in the world until he starts talking. We'll have that sound for you coming up here. We're just getting started. Amy Trask at 2 o'clock. It's the Lowdown on Sports 1140 KHDK. We are just getting started here today on the Lowdown. We thank you so much for being with us. Amy Trask will be with us at 2 o'clock. Not only will she be able to talk about this San Diego Chargers issue, Los Angeles Chargers issue. We talk about the Rooney Rule. I know you teased this morning on the drive, Ken. We got to talk about this and the staggering numbers that show this rule in the NFL. I don't think it's working. And I don't know if it's working for a number of reasons, but we'll delve into that at 1:30 through the hard way at the top of the 1 o'clock hour. We'll talk some basketball here in just a little bit. Still talking about the Chargers move to Los Angeles. And, Jason, you posed the question before we went to break is, will this actually increase their value? Because I keep using the example of Stan Kroenke leaving St. Louis and going from the 27th most valuable franchise in the NFL to the 6th. And, Ken, you referenced those surveys that were done. We talked about the Raiders and talked about the Rams and all them going to L.A. And the team that rated the lowest was the Chargers.
Yep.
I'm going to use one simple word to describe the Chargers' move to Los Angeles and how the NFL, I think, will view this, the whole increase in value. Arrogance. It's the arrogance of the NFL to think, well, we'll change their mind. They may not want them now, and we may have to house them in a StubHub soccer stadium. But once we get this big, beautiful new building built, just like Jerry did in Dallas, we'll be able to bring Chargers fans and Rams fans into this big new house to watch professional football. It's the arrogance of the NFL.
Yep.
It's the arrogance to believe that during their ratings crisis, I guess it was, it's not an overexposure issue. It doesn't have to do with players kneeling. It doesn't have to do with domestic violence. It doesn't have to do with the election. Viewing habits change. It's not us. It's you.
Yeah.
You watch us. What do you want us to do? You watch us on your phone. You watch us on your computer. You watch us on your iPad. It's not us. Use the same word then when we were talking about this ratings issue with the NFL. Arrogance. They don't think it's an issue. They don't think that survey that you referenced, Ken, is an issue. They don't think it's an issue that most of the NFL community seems to be reacting poorly to this.
And
and when I say community, sorry, Jason, yeah. I mean fans. Obviously, the community within the NFL is fine with it because they voted for it. But I'm talking about I haven't seen not one reporter go, hey, cool. Even folks in Los Angeles are like, dude, what? Chargers?
Yeah, that is weird how no one wants
not
it.
Not one.
Right. I read.
Even the Spanos family, they don't want to come to Los Angeles.
Yeah.
They have no choice now.
The longtime columnist there, I read his thing, Bill Plaschke. He's like, San Diego Chargers, we don't want you.
Yep.
Like, wow.
And you know where they printed that? The San Diego Tribune.
Yeah.
And to clear that up, he works for LA Times.
Yeah.
They printed that in the Tribune this morning.
Though I agree with everything you just said, just to counter it, why should the NFL not have the arrogance? Because we all complain about Thursday night, Monday night, Sunday. I'm watching. This isn't going to work. I'll still watch the game. I don't think it's a good idea, but if the Chargers are on TV, I'm watching it from the StubHub Center or whatever. I will watch the game. So are we the suckers here? Or?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
but at some
absolutely.
Point, I think it catches up, but I don't know when that point is.
It's one of those things where, and I really believe that this particular mindset affected the election this year, and it will continue to affect politics in this country. The majority of the people, we assume that if you're rich, you're smart. In this country, we assume that if you have a successful business, you're smarter than the rest of us.
Yeah.
And so we will allow a successful business person more leeway. Because we're like, oh, well, you've made all this money. You must know something that we don't know. And so on the one hand, well, I don't agree with that in some cases. With this, I have to think, okay, is there something that we don't know that the owners in the NFL know about this market? Maybe it's going to come in advertising revenue. Maybe they're not concerned about the fans. Maybe they're going to make all their money back with the advertising and media. Because when you think about this, it's the number two media market in the country, and you didn't have a sports team there for 20 years. So those owners are thinking, look at all that money we left on the table. Let's go get that money for the advertising and media and revenue sharing. They probably don't care about fans and ticket sales. So on the one hand, I'm like, okay, maybe they see something that we don't see because we're not privy to all of the business and all the numbers that go in. And on the other hand, I'm with you. I'm like, the arrogance that you think you can just do whatever you want and we're going to buy those tickets no matter what. And you're right, Jason. They keep doing whatever they want. And for the most part, we're buying those tickets, with the exception of the Niners this year in Levi Stadium.
And if the league was, I don't want to say playing it right, I think it works if the Raiders went there. No,
sure,
I know
sure.
It works if the Raiders went there with the Rams. And then you figure out, what if San Diego became Las Vegas? I mean, it's not an option, but I think you get that market. You get a team that you know is going to work. We don't know that the Chargers are going to work. Right now, it doesn't seem like it will. You got to give it time. The Raiders would have worked there with the Rams. It would have.
Mm-hmm.
But they're just thinking, well.
There's an established pattern.
Yeah.
There's an established history. There's an established history with the Rams. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out why that survey can reference the Chargers finished last.
Yeah.
Well, the Raiders have history. There are a lot of – which makes me wonder if the Las Vegas thing does work out for Oakland. Because there's a – if the Las Vegas thing works out for the Raiders – because there are a lot of Oakland Raider fans who were Los Angeles Raider fans. They didn't seem to lose a fan base when they moved in either direction.
Mm-hmm.
I've never heard someone say, "Man, I used to be a Raiders fan until."
That's true.
Never heard that. And
this
I don't know.
This one might do it. Might.
You're right. It might. But I mean, our very scientific text polls that we have done have led us to believe it won't.
Yeah.
And no matter, and the site I always go back to see and to, you know, to tie this whole situation into the Raiders is when we went to Napa.
Yeah.
And we got there hours before the show started. We got there before practice started. It's packed.
Mm-hmm. Packed around.
Not just packed.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody there had a jersey.
Yep.
Oh, for sure.
We were the only three who didn't have a jersey.
Yeah.
Between the football players and the people in the stands, we were the only ones without Raider gear on.
That's true. Yeah.
It's like you're going to leave this to go to an entirely untested market. In professional sports, totally unproven. And you want this franchise to be the guinea pig.
The reason why is because the one thing we've heard them all say about Raider Nation, and what was the one quote?
They travel.
They travel. Because all that passion, that doesn't just stay there.
Yeah.
It does travel, but you shouldn't take it for granted. That's the point that we're trying to stress. Like, they continue to take the fan base for every franchise taken for granted. It's not cool.
And then to go back to the way we started the show at 12 o'clock, they just don't care.
They just don't care. But owners have always had that mentality because just like when we have meetings, whether it's a CBA, we're trying to do that in basketball, owners will always, we're paying all the bills. We take all the losses. So they feel like really that once the buck stops with them, they don't think fans have a say-so. They don't think players should have a say-so. If you ask any owner, I believe they truly think, I'm paying all the bills.
Right.
You don't have any say-so.
It's your job is to make money, right? Mm-hmm. As a provider. The Maloofs, their job is they don't care about you, about me, about anybody listening. They don't care about Grant Napier or Jason Ross or Gary Joe. They didn't care about any of that. They cared about we're bleeding money in every entity we have.
Exactly.
How can we fix this Sacramento King issue? We've been a terrible team for who knows how long. People have stopped coming to the games, and we're pretty much hated here in this city. How can we fix that? Well, it's Virginia Beach. It's Anaheim. It's Seattle. It's every freaking place but here who's offering us a couple of dollars to stop the bleeding.
To get us out of trouble, yes.
They're doing a job just like we're doing a job, just like people listening to this show are doing a job. It's just their jobs affect a whole lot more people.
Yep.
I still have that Tom Brady audio for you. We'll shelve this here for a little bit. We'll bring it back. Amy Trask at the top of the 2 o'clock hour. We got some NBA stuff to get into. And Tom Brady, is he the least cool megastar in all of sports? It's next here on The Lowdown.
Can we start early?
Yeah.
Welcome to The Lowdown, everybody. Thanks for being with us. We greatly appreciate it. Amy Trask, 2 o'clock. We'll get into this Rooney Rule discussion at 1:30. I got that Tom Brady sound I want you guys to hear. Because I know you haven't heard it, but I've heard it. And you'll know why here in just a second. Want to get to Nick. Nick, we appreciate you calling. What are your thoughts on the San Diego Chargers?
Well, I'll tell you, I mean, longtime Chargers fan, and this is the first time that I've ever called into a sports talk show, so you can tell how strongly I feel about, you know, one down today. I just heard some of the numbers that were being thrown around and the situation, you know, I mean, us being in the Raiders market, I think maybe, you know, it's tough to keep up on some of the things that have gone on in San Diego over the last 15 years. But, you know, being a Chargers fan and I've been following the stadium situation closely, so I figured I'd share some of the things with you.
Please.
We talked about that stadium initiative that failed in November. It was a $1.8 billion project that was proposed, and what people are forgetting is that that was not just a stadium proposal. I'm sure you guys are familiar with Comic-Con and everything being centered in the convention center down there.
Yep.
Well, that proposal was actually a combination stadium and convention center expansion project, and the stadium site is quite a ways up the block from the existing convention center. So the process of having like the potential of having a split convention center site. A lot of people were really turned off by that, including the hoteliers, which, you know, are an extreme lobby force in the city of San Diego. So it was kind of doomed from the start, especially since, you know, it included that hotel tax increase was, you know, going to be how the public, you know, supposedly came up for the money. But yeah, because it's a tax increase, that's a 2/3 majority vote, so it needed 66%. And just like, you know, the Kings fans up here are familiar with, it was the same thing where only the city of San Diego got the vote on that. The county of San Diego was excluded. So, you know what, everybody knew it was doomed from the start. Mm-hmm. And then after it failed, everybody figured that there would be a plan B more realistic on the Mission Valley site, you know, where Qualcomm's located, because that's really a great location for a stadium. Qualcomm, just like, you know, the Oakland Coliseum needs to be torn down and updated, but the numbers that were thrown around was going to be like $300 million out of the general fund. Spanos was supposedly going to kick in. This is where that nine figures come from, but actually zero of that was up front. That was all going to come from personal seat license sales. So basically he had zero liquid to put into the project up front until the project got approved, and then he was going to put the PSL money from the sales on the potential new stadium into it. And then you have like $200-$250 million, whatever it is that the NFL G2 fund kicks into it. And then San Diego State, not to be forgotten, pretty good football program down there that's been coming up. They needed a new facility too. They were going to pony up $100 million in this new proposal as well. And so you were left with like a $1.1 billion estimate for this new stadium. And they were about $200 million shy, $175 million when all the money was calculated together. And the hope was that the NFL was going to be able to understand that the Spanos family didn't have that liquid up front to cover that, and maybe that the owners or Kroenke, you know, would be willing to kick in that extra money to keep the L.A. market to the Rams themselves. And when that didn't materialize, Spanos just basically up and jumped ship this morning. And, you know, it's a terrible disappointment.
Nick, our Chargers insider with us here on the lowdown. Nick, serious question. Will you be a fan of the Chargers in Los Angeles?
No, I'm done.
Really?
And, yeah, no. I mean, I'm not going to – like, I respect Raiders fans, but I can't do the whole, like, Oakland to L.A. to Oakland to Vegas thing. You know, like, San Diego goes to L.A. I was born in San Diego. I don't have any ties to Los Angeles.
Yeah.
You know, and even though they're going to play in Carson for 2 years, which is like a little over an hour, you know, whatever, they're going to go into Inglewood. I mean, they're the L.A. Chargers now. People in San Diego don't have any relation to L.A. Most people in San Diego despise everything about L.A.
Yep.
So, you know, I mean, to me, it's not about the brand. It's not about the name or the logo. It's about the tie to something that you believe in. You know, and that's, for me, you know, I was born in San Diego. And me and my family grew up Chargers fans because they were the San Diego Chargers. And now that that's been gone, you know, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm just kind of mad at the whole way the NFL is working right now. So I'm probably just not even going to watch the NFL for a while. So,
yeah, I get that.
Wound is too fresh. Nick, we really appreciate the call, man. Thank you very much.
Yep.
Can you give me one? San Diego Superchargers.
No, don't do that. No. That's no, don't no. do that.
Just to
don't
feel good about it.
No, I don't think that'll feel good. It's too soon.
All right, I'm sorry.
You tuned in the middle of that call, though. I'll be damned if he didn't sound like an insider.
Yeah, really.
He had the numbers down.
He might be. He was right about that hotel tax.
Adam Schefter there
on. Steep. It was a pretty steep tax they were going to put on the hotel, and it's going to affect all the visitors coming through downtown.
Let's get Chris here real quick. Chris, thanks for the call.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How are you?
Hey, I'm doing okay. Just trying to find a sturdy rafter to hang myself from here in the garage, but I'm glad I called.
Chargers fan, huh?
Lifelong Chargers fan. I moved to Sactown in 2001, born and raised in San Diego, and a very, very tough day. I do want to ask you guys this question, though, and I know the NBA is a lot different from the NFL. I heard that the NBA built the stadium for the New Orleans Pelicans. I don't know if that's true or not, but I'm curious as to why the NFL has not stepped in and helped out. I understand the $300 million. I understand what's going on, but everybody knows L.A. does not want the Chargers. They don't want them. Like, I mean, why? The NFL should step in here and save this franchise, in my opinion. Keep them in San Diego. You know, what do you think?
Chris, we appreciate the call. First thing, I don't think the NBA bought a stadium for New Orleans. I think they owned New Orleans for a short period of time, but I don't think that had anything to do with the stadium.
Yeah.
The arena.
Right. And then the second part about the league, I just think you also have to cater to your owner and your ownership.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I'm not going to let the Spanos group completely off the hook. I mean, I think if they have some desires to go to L.A., I think that's why they – I think if they really, 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 really wanted it in San Diego, I still believe it would have happened. I really do.
You think if the Spanos family really, really wanted it or the city?
I think the Spanos family do. I really do. I know that's what Kraft said in the figures.
Yeah.
But I also think that could be put out there and said, almost like the insult of the city saying, well, we're offering you $1.
Yeah.
I don't know how hard they fought it. I think there's some financial gain in Los Angeles.
Exactly. I think what Damian was saying before, they're like, you know what? We've been here a long time with this team, and we really haven't been able to appreciate. Our property hasn't really gained any value. So, but if we move right up there an hour up, it does immediately.
Mm-hmm. Just as you said with the Los Angeles,
with the Angels.
As much as I joke about that name. Flavio, been a long time, man. What's happening?
What's up, buddy? Hey, well, here's my thing. I'm a long-time Raider fan. Okay? I was a Raider fan before they went. And, you know, since they came back, okay? So the whole thing is that San Diego, if the owner didn't jump, we all know the Raiders are going to go to L.A., okay? So it made total sense. Wouldn't it make total sense if you were the owner of a team to go to a place where new stadium, okay, big-time money? Because we all know that our owner was going to jump to L.A., and if they would have gone to L.A., okay, he'd go down and go do a little roadie, and they'd make a lot of money. So the whole thing is, I mean, they're going to have to just, you know, I mean, if you're a San Diego fan, you're going to have to just stick it out, man. Stick it out if you're a true fan. I mean, if not, I mean, you just were just a fan, but not a true fan.
Well,
I
disagree, Flavio. We appreciate the call, man. Great to hear
Thanks,
from you.
Buddy.
Thank you so much. I disagree because I think back to what Nick said. He was born in San Diego.
Right.
If you're born in San Diego, what ties do you have to
Los Angeles?
Am I supposed to be a Golden State Warrior fan because I was born in Sacramento? Because it's not that far.
No.
Like, I completely empathize more with Nick than anyone says, oh, it's only an hour away. It's Los Angeles. It's not San Diego anymore. I completely get that.
Yeah, absolutely.
I promise I'm going to play this Tom Brady audio at some point. I'm not just going to keep talking about it. I'm actually going to play it. It's 12:56, time to get ready for the International Sportsman's Expo. Coming to Cal Expo next Thursday through Sunday, January 19th to the 22nd. It's not just Tom Brady audio. He also had some thoughts on the Patriots and Texans coming up this weekend. He doesn't understand why everyone thinks it's a blowout. We'll try to clear that up for Captain America next on the Lowdown.